Hi, this is Sueno. I just thought I'd tell you about something that just happened to me this evening, and doing an audio boot seemed to take less time than actually trying to tweet it or write it on Google Plus. Tonight, I basically lost my iPhone. It fell out of my jeans whilst I was changing for swimming tonight, whilst I was changing in a rush. And the weird thing is, that if it wasn't for iCloud, I wouldn't have found my iPhone. I've been running the iOS 5 Beta 3 version for a couple of days now, a few days since Apple released it on Monday. And normally I switch off a lot of the background services like Find My iPhone, push notifications, that sort of thing, just to save battery life. But for some reason, this time I actually left them on. I left Find My iPhone on. It turns out tonight I really actually needed it because, as I say, it fell out of my trousers whilst changing for swimming. And I only noticed once I got changed again and then I was cycling home. I was like, I normally keep my iPhone in my left pocket, and I was like, I'm missing my iPhone. I wonder if I've put it in my bag. So I stopped and pulled out all of my, all of the stuff that was in my bag, and I was like, no phone. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I just left it at work because I rushed out really quickly. And I thought, no, I'm pretty sure I picked it up from work. I now almost never leave my phone at work. In fact, for me to leave my phone anywhere is almost unheard of. Anyway, I just thought, well, I'll pull out my iPad and see, find my iPhone because I'm pretty sure it's switched on. Anyway, my iPhone is the 3G, my iPad is the 3G model, but I don't want to pay for 3G service just yet because I wasn't sure where it was. Anyway, I go to my flat because I'm in the town centre, pull up the Wi-Fi and install the Find My iPhone app from the App Store, and within about 5 seconds, it located my iPhone at the swimming pool. And I thought, well, thank God for that. Nobody's actually ran off with it. So I'll go to the pool and see if somebody's handed it in or whether it's just sitting in a locker somewhere. So at this point, I paid for 3G access so I can track it if somebody happens to pick it up in the meantime and starts wandering off with it. But I mad rush back to the pool and ask at reception. And I said, oh, has anybody handed in a phone? And she said, yeah, what type of phone? And I said, oh, it's an iPhone. And anyway, she calls her manager to come out, and the manager's holding my iPhone, and she says, is there any way you can identify that this is your phone? And so I pull up my iPad and sure, find my iPhone. I was like, it's got GPS tracking. It's right there. I know it's in your hand, you know? And the girls at the reception desk are just completely blown away by this. And she's like, oh, that's convincing enough for me. And she handed me my iPhone. So that was tonight's little adventure. And I was just thinking, you know, my colleagues just bought a brand new Galaxy S. Samsung with Google Android, but this is a sort of service that you don't have on Android. Okay, fair enough, you can have it as a third party, but you've got to install Solr and remember to keep active, or you know, it won't work on all Androids, or it's a service. You know, it's not universally there. Whereas I know that any of my iOS devices, I can now just log on to iCloud and access Find My iPhone and find out where any of my iOS devices, my iPad, my iPhone, or my parents' iPad, which, you know, it never occurred to me how amazing that very simple feature is, but it's extremely powerful, and it's with thanks to Find My iPhone that I've retrieved my iPhone, and I'm now recording this audio boo. So that's tonight's little adventure. Anyway, I hope you're all well, and I shall speak again soon, hopefully.